From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey readies itself for the return of hundreds of migrants. The operation is set to begin on the Greek island of Lesbos, where thousands of migrants are being held. Turkish officials say they expect up to 500 people to arrive Monday. Later, migrants from other Aegean islands will be sent there. Boris Cheshnikov is the United Nations spokesman on Lesbos.
We're trying to provide counseling on the rights and procedures to seek asylum to as many as we can. We've also seen encouraging steps from the authorities trying to identify people at specific needs at heightened risk, which is an encouraging sign.
Under an EU-Turkey agreement, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey from Greece, another will be resettled from Turkey to the European Union. Limited flights are beginning from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out an attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blasts there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Mark Dishmelker is the chairman of the board of directors at Brussels Airport Company.
This is a very symbolical but also a very emotional moment for the airport community. It's the first flight after the terrorist attack. We're turning a page.
The head of the Brussels Airport Company announced the implementation of temporary repair work and security measures. Syria said Sunday its forces have seized another town, Karyatayn, from the Islamic State group. State media said the seizure of the city gives the government a strategic victory, securing oil and gas routes from the Damascus area to eastern Syria. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire Sunday in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Fighting with Armenian forces in the region left 30 soldiers dead Saturday. Businessman Donald Trump has stirred up new controversy over his views on abortion, NATO, nuclear arms, and the proper treatment of women. Political analysts are suggesting Trump's surge toward the nomination has been slowed. Republicans and others are questioning Trump's views and say his chances are bleak of winning November's election against the expected Democratic Party nominee, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Pakistan's military says it has killed more than 250 militants and lost 8 soldiers in the counterinsurgency operations near the Afghan border in the last 2 months. Army officials say the fighting in North Waziristan is the final phase of the major ground and air offensive launched in June 2014 to clear the semi-autonomous tribal region of local and foreign militants. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused U.S. President Barack Obama of criticizing him behind his back concerning press freedom issues during the visit last week to Washington. Mr. Erdogan's administration has been widely criticized for violating human rights, imprisoning journalists, and taking over several media organizations in the country. After the two leaders met on the sidelines of the White House's National Nuclear Security Summit, Mr. Obama said Turkey's approach to the press is one that could lead the country down what he called a troubling path. Australia says it is no longer detaining minor asylum seekers. The move means that migrant children have been transferred from the Pacific Island camps to community detention on the mainland. They will be allowed to move about freely as their refuge applications are processed. Asylum seekers who try to reach Australia by boat are sent to the detention camps in Papua New Guinea and the remote Pacific island of Nauru. The U.S. Senate gets back to work Monday after a 2-week recess with a U.S. Supreme Court vacancy in the spotlight. Last week, 3 senators met with President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland. Most notable was Mark Kirk. He's the first and so far the only Republican to sit down with the federal judge. The U.S. military said Sunday one of its drones in Iraq has killed the Islamic State fighter it believes was responsible for a missile attack last month that killed a U.S. Marine. U.S. military spokesman Steve Warren says the drone attack killed Jassim Khadija, described as a former Iraqi officer and a rocket expert. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.